Tonight is the final night of Hanukkah, the Jewish Festival of Lights. That means all 9 candles on the menorah, the Hanukkah candelabra, will be lit. In Israel, many light menorahs that are much different than what you normally find here in America. Instead of using wax candles, they light the old-school way, with olive oil. Last night, Daniel Estrin took a spin around one neighborhood in Jerusalem where Israelis light olive oil menorahs in the streets.
So here in one alleyway of the neighborhood of Nachlaot, there's a group of some 25 people underneath a lemon tree peeking out from the courtyard of a house. There are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 menorahs in beautiful glass cases. Israeli tourists groups mill in and out, and they're all singing. It's kind of the Jewish equivalent of Christmas caroling, I guess.
Rico Van Leeuwen has 8 kids, and each one lights a menorah.
Tell me a little bit about why Hanukkah is unique here in your neighborhood.
It's somebody said it's like time stopped, something like that. But it's very sweet. People light a lot of menorahs and sit outside and sing songs. And it's nice to walk. The neighborhood itself is a very special place, a lot of alleyways, so you could walk in the streets.
And those alleyways are lit by menorahs. Some are rows of shot glasses with wicks floating in oil. Others are elaborate silver candelabras. They're all lit with oil, which is connected to the story of Hanukkah. Some 2,000 years ago, the Seleucid king who ruled in Jerusalem turned the Jewish temple into a temple for Zeus. Jews revolted and reclaimed the temple and its ceremonial menorah. As the story goes, a small vial of oil miraculously lit the menorah for 8 days. Just up the street, Rika's brother, Yehuda Razel, lights what seems to be the biggest menorah in the neighborhood. He found it in the garbage some years ago. He thinks it was some set piece for a play. He fixed it up and spray-painted it gold. Each branch is topped with a glass lantern that holds a big cup of olive oil.
They light all night and sometimes more than that. And actually, last night we had a private Hanukkah miracle, and when I came to lit it the next day, this was still one lighting a candle.
It's like 24 hours lit. That's amazing.
Shanta.